Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is a HeadGum Original. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Starving by Panic at the Disco. It opens up pretty odd. It's so good. That came in from Greg Berg, obviously.
That was awesome, Greg. That was dope.
Since I did Rent for Riley last time, here's a cut from the most underrated and best Panic at the Disco album, just for Jeff. Hope you enjoy.
That was fantastic.
I was dancing and bobbing my fucking head.
Jeff was fully bobbing.
Air drumming to it. I didn't know what the lyrics were. Otherwise, I'd sing along, Greg.
The lyrics were clever. It was perfectly executed. Jeff, before we started recording, he goes, this theme song is gonna be huge.
I hadn't heard it. I just saw that we were so starving. Oh, my God.
Right. And so I'm thinking, wow, it's going to be a song we all know. but it was great.
Greg comes in with the deep vibing. Cuts.
He does.
Well, the
come
drums
with the deep
are
cuts.
So good.
Jeff was headbanging.
That song's so good. I need to get a Pretty Odd tattoo. Like, that's like, I think, one of the best albums of all time. I don't understand why people don't love it.
Sorry, can you put your mask up? I'm just trying.
I'll get the slushy at a movie theater.
Get blue raspberry.
Yeah,
mixed with cola.
We're so clearly out of that. That's the only one that's empty.
Well, that's the only one I want.
Well, it's not fine. It'll take an hour. Are you ready to wait an hour?
No.
As it freezes? No. Oh my God, you're an adult.
Hi, Jeffy.
Hello.
What's new
with you,
Jeffrey? Holy shit. That was like we both.
No,
just
it wasn't that crazy. That's we ask each other at the beginning of every podcast. Every podcast we ask that question.
Wow,
it was bound to happen. It was statistically bound to happen.
No, that was like that was amazing.
No, it wasn't.
I feel seen.
No, you don't. Even if you feel it, you're not. I don't see you.
The Zoom is hidden on my computer, so I hear you, but actually don't see you.
Yeah.
What's new with me? This isn't going to be what shook me, so I'm just going to say it up top. Schmigadoon. Schmigadoon is unbelievable. I binged the whole thing with Daniel in 2 days. I mean, it goes by so quickly. There's only 6 episodes, and each episode is like half an hour long, but it feels like 5 minutes. And I mean, it's perfect. The amount of people in the past month who have reached out to me, like family, friends, friends on the internet, strangers, who have reached out being like, have you seen Schmigadoon yet? Like, have you specifically watched Schmigadoon? And everyone being like, it's your show. And I'm like, 100% it is. It's perfect. It made me cry laugh, and it made me cry. Couldn't imagine that Keegan-Michael Key singing a cappella would make me weep. Anyway, it's phenomenal. If you haven't seen Schmigadoon, if you love musicals, I mean, it's just also there's the fun of like pointing out every classical musical theater reference. It's just phenomenal. It really, really fucking made me laugh. I think it's brilliant.
You said this wasn't your television. What shook me. This just is a what shook me.
It just is what shook me up top. This is not right. My what shook me, but I just had to say it up front that that's new with me is that I can't stop listening to the music, on Spotify.
On Spotify, yeah.
Yeah. And it's just, I mean, it's just so funny and I wish I was on it. So
yeah.
What's new with you?
Nothing's new. Oh, LASIK. I'm getting LASIK on August 31st. I'm getting LASIK. If you're listening to this, I'm getting LASIK later today or
oh my God, are you
right
nervous?
Now.
Right
no.
Now.
I'm not nervous because my eyes are already fucked. They're getting better, actually. My last eye appointment, the entire office cheered for me because my results have gotten better.
Stop it. That's so sweet and sad.
In a way, it's not sad. What's sad
no,
is when it's
nice.
Irreversible
sure.
Damage, which I guess there has been as well. But he was like,
like climate change, anyway.
Yeah. In comparison, my eye thing is a little bit worse than climate change, I'd say, just because like it's already bad versus climate change is like gonna be bad for our kids. It's
There's
fine
so
now.
Much wrong with that.
No, it's
that.
Fine now.
No, I don't even think we should get into it because yeah. You have so, like, it'll take you too long to learn than, like, 5 minutes of preamble before podcast.
No, but I'm open to it, though, is the thing. Like, I'm open to learning.
That's great, and we can, yeah. Like, set a time to, yeah. Like, really talk this through.
Okay.
But I'm happy for your eyes, crazy
yeah.
Ass. That's
so
awesome.
So in 7 days, I won't ever need contacts or glasses again, and that's so fucking awesome.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Riley has 2015 vision. They have not promised me, but said that it's a good chance that I'll have 2015 vision.
We're gonna be twinsies!
Yeah. So, and then I'm gonna have to wear like these goggles. I'm also gonna be high on Xanax for it. So, my friends are picking me up, and they're gonna like take videos of me while I say crazy shit.
Love that. I can't wait to see that.
Yeah. I considered trying to do an episode of the Headgum podcast while I'm high on whatever medications they give me. I think it's Xanax. But I was like, I'm gonna need to rest. So
that also, I feel like that's gonna be something that would be fun to do in the moment, and then you can be like. So that's just out there. That's just simply out in the world.
Oh, I mean, if I said something horrible, I wouldn't put it out.
Well, no, you'd keep it out there.
No, it's not a live stream.
It'll be in the ether. One might say you'd send it into space, in a way.
Yeah.
And maybe put it in a bag.
How would you
space
put
fast.
Audio in a bag? Like, like save it onto a thumb drive and then put the thumb drive in a bag? Like, how do you? Yeah, there it is. And she had that at the
we
ready.
Are talking space bags, today. You're moving into a college dorm.
Yeah,
you need to pack up your clothes. Mm-hmm. You get a little hose vacuum, suck nice. Up the air out of a bag, and put cloth in it.
Sure.
You're moving into a new house, or you just need to save space bags. You, again, put things in a bag, take the hose, suck the air out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeff, have you ever used a space bag?
I never have. I saw these commercials used to be on TV all the time when we were kids.
They sure did.
Of, like, space bags and, like, you know, QVC type stuff. And, you know, when you're a kid, it's really for the parents that are watching, like, you know, Nickelodeon. Because, like, kids don't need to save space. They don't need to use a vacuum on a Ziploc.
Well, you don't know that.
What would you need to save space on as a kid? Obviously. What would you want to kind
of... I had stuff.
What'd you have?
I needed to make room for... It's not important. It's just, like, documents.
Oh, well, if it's not documents? You were a notary sure, public at
I
nine.
I should have had a filing cabinet, but instead I used space bags.
What were you filing away? What name one document you had?
I had... I feel like it's going to... I had multiple passports. I had fake
what?
Names. I had multiple identities.
That's
that
a
I had fel. To
that's a felony.
Away.
That's
well, that's
multiple
what I'm saying.
Felonies.
You made me say it on here.
No,
I didn't
how could
want
I
to
have
say
known?
It on here. I was eight.
Yes, you were eight, and you were an international criminal.
I too have never used a space bag, but I remember those commercials so well. Yeah. I remember like showing them how many you could fit in tight spaces, like in suitcases or under the bed or in a closet or whatever. I don't know if I'm misremembering this, but I feel like there was also like a container of like, here's where you can put all your space bags in. I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not.
I don't remember that.
But I think I had, you know what? I feel like it was more of an East Coast thing. Cause I have some friends on the East Coast who use that for a lot, like, because in California growing up here that we didn't have any like seasonal clothes. Like it's eternally what it is.
Yeah.
And so we didn't need to save space for like jackets or, you know, any kind of like fall or winter clothes.
Yeah.
So I feel like that was a big thing to save space for seasonal clothes. And like a lot of the reviews I've seen, it's like, it only lasted a season. So that's, but I mean, listen, the idea of what it is makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I can't help but think everything comes out wrinkled.
Yeah, I mean, you just wash it.
That's too easy. I can't help
you
but think
you make
just
it
throw
more difficult?
Everything
That's too
away
easy. You want to make it more difficult.
Once you
yeah
space it, bag it.
So you treat space bags like garbage bags.
Well, yeah. You put it in the bag and then it's...
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah. All right.
Should we get into our first review?
Yes.
Do you want to start us off?
Sure. Hold on. Let me find it. Okay. This is just for Space Saver Premium Reusable Storage Bags. Yeah. Both of my reviews are from here.
Okay.
So this is from Kindle customer. So Casey.
Mm-hmm. Let's do Casey in the Sunshine Bag.
Okay. Casey in the Sunshine Bag. One star and it's two parts.
Okay.
So it's one star. The title is Don't Bother. Worst bags ever. Bought six, first two deflated within the night. Complained, and then they sent me two more. Out of the eight, only two work. Two. That's insane. Not even going to keep complaining for new ones because they probably don't work. And yes, I followed the instructions, swiped the little swiper back and forth about 10 times and made sure the cap was on tight. Like the old saying, two out of three ain't bad, but come on, two out of eight? Ridiculous. Then they have an update. After writing the bad review below, the shady company contacted me and offered a $30 refund only if I deleted my bad review. Do not buy from this shady company. I am most definitely leaving this review so people know that this product does not work. And by the way, only one of the eight bags work now. And by work, I mean it takes longer than an hour to stay deflated. Like the old saying, two out of three ain't bad, but come on, two out of eight, ridiculous.
No, look, boss, I know that a lot of customers have been complaining, but I think, you know, one out of every four lattes being good and the other three being unsalvageable is kind of a good success rate. It's better than my old job.
I mean, it's better than none. It's better than none.
That's exactly. So, that's what I'm saying.
So you've been, sorry, people have been complaining about that?
Yeah, they've been complaining to me. I'm like, oh, can I speak to your manager? I'm like, I'll tell him for you. And then I just like haven't been just because like I just wanted to avoid trouble. I wanted to avoid getting in trouble.
Is this turned into a bigger, how many people have been complaining? How long have you waited to tell me about this?
When was the last time you checked our Yelp?
I mean, probably, God, who uses Yelp? People still use Yelp?
Well, they do, especially for like small family-owned cafes
six
like
months.
This, you know, 6 months.
Yeah.
Oof, yeah. The average review is it's dipped. It's like 2.5 out of 5.
No, come on, it can't be that low.
I sure
we've had
phone.
Five. Holy shit!
And I don't want to say that it's all because of my latte thing. That's not what I'm saying. I actually think that you've had a bit of an attitude the last
Excuse
6 months.
Excuse me?
What?
No. Sorry. No.
Yeah.
No. Get out of my chair. You're sitting on my side of the desk. Stand up and go around to the other side.
Fine. They switch.
I can't believe I let you sit there for that long. You cannot come into my office and tell me that I have an attitude.
You've had an attitude all year.
Jameson, hush. Let me look through these reviews. Yeah, every single one of these is talking about how you make, and I, this is not my language, yeah, I would never speak like this, piss poor excuses for lattes.
I'm sorry. I thought you were my uncle. I thought you were supposed to, like, champion me as part of the family. Do you want
just
me to call?
Just because I'm your uncle doesn't mean I'm my aunt? Obligated to, you want to call my wife?
Yes, and then you'll be in the doghouse.
Great. Call her. Call my wife and tell her about how you can't be a barista for shit.
Aunt Jen?
Hi, honey. Hi,
Jameson. Hey.
How's work today? My favorite nephew of all time.
Oh, my favorite aunt of all time.
The sun revolves around you.
It's actually not going great. Husband is, he's kind of bullying me. He's trying to blame his bad Yelp reviews on me, but it's not my cafe. Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
Oh, my darling little cherub.
Thank you.
Lad, nephew, baby.
She's
bouncing
calling me cherub,
baby,
yeah,
boy.
Thank you.
She's calling you cherub. You're not even her son.
Oh, sweetest, my sweetest light of
thank
my life.
Thank you.
I am so sorry about
yeah
that. You know what? Don't pay him any mind.
Yeah,
you just
that's what
keep
I thought
doing what you do. It's probably his attitude.
I think it is. I also think it's his attitude.
It's not. She's saying it's my attitude? It's not my attitude.
Do you want to talk to him?
Yeah, put me on with him.
Here's the phone.
Oh my God. Hi, honey.
What are you doing talking to our boy like that?
He's not our boy. He's not our boy. His parents aren't even dead. They live a couple blocks away. They take great care of him. I don't know why you're like so bent on raising him.
Because he's a perfect angel. Now you apologize.
I'm not going to apologize.
You apologize to him.
You apologize
right
to
now
me right now.
Hey, easy. She can talk to me like that, but you cannot. You know what, honey? I will apologize to him if he can prove to me that his lattes aren't what's bringing our company under.
I can't do that.
He says he can't do that. Yeah, exactly. That's the point. He can't make a latte. That's what I'm saying. No, you're putting him under too much pressure. Isn't that right, honey?
I just like, there's so much pressure right now. Like to make a good coffee, it's just like,
it's your one job. It's your one job to make a good coffee. What
no
do you mean there's so much
it's
pressure?
It's also to greet the customers and smile.
And have you been doing that?
Not every time, because I'm not always in a good mood.
Cut to him working the front. Ring, 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 ring.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Walks back out. See, I saw that on the security footage. That's the one thing I have been keeping up on.
You're watching the security footage to critique my performances? Aunt
that's
Jane!
That's why they're there!
Aunt Jane!
I know, my perfect little pancake boy.
Yeah.
You are my sweetest pancake with all the fixins.
What?
The sweetest pancake with all the fixins,
with
Uncle
all the
Darren.
Fixins. With all the
you
fixins
don't know pancakes fixings? It's like
I
the
know
syrup, it's the butter,
syrup,
sometimes
butter,
whipped
I know
cream and berries.
Stop it! This is insane. I'm sorry to get mad, but you know what? There's only one way to settle this. Jane, you are going
to
come down to the shop right now.
What?
And Jane, this is the attitude that I was talking about. This is what I was trying to tell you.
I'm putting clothes in space bags for winter. I don't have time.
She's putting vacuum-sealed Ziploc bag clothes vacuum under a bed, almost.
You're right. I missed. It's not fully under the bed. I tried.
You're gonna come down here.
Yeah.
He's going to make you a latte. And if you genuinely like it, then we can keep
cut
him
to that.
Hi, sweet boy. Hello,
hey,
my honey dumpling. My little honey dumpling.
Ear-to-ear smile. Ear-to-ear grin. I couldn't be greeting you in a better way.
Okay. All right. Here we go. I guess, Jameson, or honey, Jane, why don't you order anything off the menu?
Anything
and
you
see
want.
If he can make it.
Your wish is my command.
Oh, you are the sweetest little munchkin, little cupcake. You know what? I would love an oat milk latte with a little splash of hazelnut. How about that?
I make it, do the oat milk, the whole thing, but then I just take one hazelnut and drop it in.
Where did you even get that? Oh my God! I don't think so. It looked like just a loose
Can you not
nut
spew
you
your poison, Uncle?
Fine. Taste it. I cannot imagine this taste.
She
good,
takes a
based
sip
on every review.
And the nut goes down her throat and gets lodged. Uncle! Now you see what you did. You set up this whole test. Yeah.
What you
no,
did.
No, what you did.
What you did.
You're spewing
no,
poison.
You did.
The negative
no, what
vibe.
You did. You
what
are
you
a
did.
Poisonous pancake. You're
a poisonous. You're a poisonous, you're a
poisonous
uncle.
She dies. Dead. Someone's in the corner writing a Yelp review. I was in the Good Morning Coffee store, and no one should ever go there again. Both the owner and the employee murdered the owner's wife on the spot. I give this place 0.5 out of 5 stars because the air conditioning was nice on a hot summer
And it was
day.
Also his attitude, wasn't it?
It was also his attitude. Are you kidding me?
See, Uncle? all right, should we take a break?
Yeah.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Hey, podcasts, listen. Alf and I want to talk to you about another podcast called, and you'll never guess, Comedy Bang Bang. Okay, if you've never heard of Comedy Bang Bang and you listen to the show, that's insane. It is one of the longest running comedy podcasts out there, and it literally revolutionized the medium. Every episode, host Scott Aukerman interviews a famous guest like Andy Samberg, Sarah Silverman, or John Hamm. But unlike every normal interview show, Scott and the guest are joined by a group of unhinged fictional characters played by the best comedic improvisers around. People like Nick Kroll, guest of the pod Lauren Lapkus, Paul F. Tompkins, and previous review guest Ben Schwartz. Over the years, the podcast has built an expanded universe with tons of recurring jokes and fan favorite characters. But the best part is you can still easily jump in at any time and enjoy a new episode as a first time listener. So check out new episodes of Comedy Bang Bang every Monday, wherever you listen to podcasts. Alf, thoughts?
I've been listening to that show for years on and off, honestly, since I was probably in high school, which, wow, time flies. I'm older now than I was before.
Good shit. Take a listen, Comedy Bang Bang. Bye. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alf, how is your social battery right now?
Empty, depleted, 0%.
Absolutely. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. I know what that feels like, a mix of work nonstop, but also wanting to have that work-life balance and see friends. But then when do you sleep? I'm being facetious, but no, it is very hard.
You know when your phone dies and it's like,
yeah,
it's like, oh, don't worry, like you can still like emergency like finding the phone and like your cards are still available?
Yes.
I'm lower than that even.
Perfect. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So famously, Alf and I have both been in therapy for a long time. We Love it. I really can feel like there are some times when it's just my schedule is very busy, speaking of busy schedules, and there are some weeks that I've had to just like put off therapy for a couple weeks, and I really notice it. I really notice not being able to have that time for myself every week to really just like state of the union, what's going on, and get tools to help better move through that.
Yeah, we all notice. Sometimes I just call Daniel and I'm like, has she skipped? Did she skip this week?
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I cannot stress enough how I think everyone, if they can, should be in therapy. And BetterHelp is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that is so important because you want to be in therapy with a therapist that you feel connected to, that you feel like you have a good relationship with, that you can talk through things in a way that works for you, right?
I think it's great, and I always love it.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Sorry, I'm gonna take that again, Daniel. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month of therapy. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back. This is also a review of the one that you just did. Space Saver Premium Vacuum Sealed Storage Bags. Yeah, and it is your review.
Yeah. Mine.
All right. This is from Amerigo. 1 star. You want a last name for Amerigo? And don't say Vespucci.
I almost did. Damn it. Amerigo Crime Story exclusively on FX.
Amerigo Crime Story exclusively on FX. 1 star. I'd used one of the extra large bags for a couple of comforters. Zipped it up, vacuum compressed it, capped it, and a few hours later it had reinflated. I found a pinhole in one corner and patched it with some packing tape and vacuumed it again. But the next day it deflated. Not sure if I got a box that was unusually damaged or low quality, or if they're just not well made in general, but I can't recommend them. A pinhole. I mean, it's like poking a hole in a condom. Hey, man. Thanks for meeting me at the bar.
Yeah, bro, of course.
You're my best friend, you know, so I just felt like I needed to talk to you. I just needed somebody.
Yeah, I mean, I got your text. I mean, like, you never send me a 911 text with the sirens, so I knew something was serious.
Yeah. I don't want to sound paranoid, but I think Shelly, I think she poked a hole in, I think she's trying to sabotage me. I think she's trying to trap me.
She poked a hole in an argument? What are you talking about? She poked a hole?
She poked a hole. She's been poking holes, I think.
In what?
What do you think? She's trying to trap me. She's trying to get me in a position where I can't leave her. And you know I've been trying to leave her.
Oh my god, dude. Is she poking holes in your condoms?
Space bags, yeah.
No, that's not. Sorry, condoms or space bags? That's because that's not what I said, and you said yeah.
Space bags, dude.
You still use space bags? The stuff from like the early to mid-aughts?
I swear to God, I was trying to store my fucking winter jackets, right? I go to the bathroom and I go to grab a beer. Like, that's just kind of my thing, right?
In the bathroom? You keep your beer in the bathroom?
Yeah, I have a mini fridge next to the toilet just in case I get stuck on there.
Stuck?
And so I come back out and I swear to God, like, there's these little pinholes in the space bag. Actually, it wasn't a space bag exactly. It was an off-brand one called Space Saver, but it was still a vacuum seal joint. And like, I don't know. I don't even think she was home.
It was a vacuum sealed joint.
No, it was like one. I was trying to be casual. Like, it was like a vacuum sealed, like, John.
And like, I try to fucking deflate it, right? Like suck the air out with like a vacuum, and it didn't stay deflated. Like, and then I found these little pinholes, and I can't help but feel fucking paranoid, right? Like, I don't even know if she's around here. Like, she said she's on a work trip to San Francisco, but what do I fucking know? I can't trust her now.
Do you follow her? You follow each other on Find My Friends, right?
Yeah.
Have you looked on that?
No, I'm afraid.
Just look, and you'll know once and for all if it says she's in San Francisco, if she's in San Francisco. I can't imagine. Sorry, man. Look, we've been best friends since we were 7.
Yeah.
I love you, Ben.
Thank you.
You are, like, you're the best. That being said, there are so many details about your life I just learned that, and I this is no offense to you.
Yeah. None taken.
You haven't heard what I'm going to say. I cannot imagine Shelley, who is a wonderful gal. I know you've been trying to leave her. I know you guys have had problems, but she's objectively, she's a great gal. I can't imagine her wanting to trap someone who has bathroom beer. Wanting to make sure you don't get away. I don't see a world in which she pokes holes in your off-brand space bags to... And you're saying you're putting winter clothes away. We do live in Georgia. I don't know. I just can't see that. And so I can't help but wonder if there's something else going on.
She's not in San Francisco for work.
You just checked?
No, she's there. It's just not for work. Shelley left me. Which is why I started dragging
mini fridges.
So you and
Shelley aren't together.
No, we haven't been together for 2 weeks.
Oh, 2 weeks?
Yeah, that's why I dragged
and you didn't tell
me.
Well,
you were busy, and then the only way I could kind of get you to the bar as like a supportive friend was like...
Is like a 911 text.
Yeah.
Man, look, I'm going to go home.
Sorry, one second.
I'm sorry about this.
I pull out my phone, I'm like shopping.
Oh my God, I'm
going getting another
home.
Mini fridge. This one's for the bedroom so that I can, like, I don't
You
know,
are the boy who cried wolf,
what
right?
Do you mean?
Because you send a 911 text.
Yeah.
To tell me that you guys broke up 2 weeks ago. I'm sorry, but, like, I have a wife and kid at home. I got to make sure I'm there for them.
One
if it's something
kid.
Serious.
One kid you have at home. Who that one's going to be neglected and fucked up anyways because you never get the first one right. By the way, I never asked you this and I meant to ask you. You don't think that Liza, like trapped you, right? Like you tried to have a kid. You don't think she...
You think she poked holes in the condoms?
No. Because that's... Well, yeah.
Listen, man, yeah. I don't know what you know about being married and having a family. We didn't wear a condom for that. We were actively trying to have a kid.
All right.
So not everyone is just trying to live the bachelor life with a bathroom beer and a space bag.
Yeah, but with a girlfriend who left me.
So you don't have a girlfriend?
Not anymore. Shelley left. That's what I'm saying. She trapped me by poking holes in my space bag.
Didn't trap you.
No,
obviously. She wasn't trying to trap you because she left.
Yeah.
She freed herself. You were trapping her.
Okay.
Maybe if you think about it.
Well, I didn't want her to go to San Francisco for work.
I think you're the space bag, and you're trying to suck the life out of her, and that's why she got out. There, I said it. You've always been a space bag man, and she ruined your space bag plan. So I'm going to go home to my kid and my wife, who I had sex with without a condom, so there's no way she could have poked holes in it.
Okay.
And I hope you do well.
So you don't use condoms?
We do now. We do now.
Okay. Can I see your wallet?
Whoa.
Can I see your wallet?
Okay, here.
Grab it, open it up, take the condoms out, poke holes in them. Now who's trapped? Now who's trapped?
There's a CVS next door.
Oh.
I'm going to go buy... Yeah.
Okay. I guess you shouldn't have seen me do it. I don't know anything. I've had too many mini fridge beers. Yeah.
I don't know anything.
Didn't they have a beer in the bathroom? I just have kind of gotten used to peeing while having the beer. So, like...
That is...
Yeah.
God. We're not friends anymore.
I know.
For this.
For this?
Of course.
All right. That's fine.
I guess you shouldn't have seen me do it.
Your next review?
Okay. Yeah. So I want to say this is the format of this review is something akin to a poem. The format, the way their lines are spaced out. So I'm going to read it as such. But I just want everyone, right now we're going to put our black berets on. We're going to sip some coffee. And we're going to dim the lights because this is something cool. Okay. It's from LLP.
LLPeen.
One star. And the title is Do Not Hold Vacuum Very Long. The space bags shipped out and arrived on time. Bags seemed to work as they should for a short period of time. By the way, these are jumbo. We got jumbo. They are enormous. It comes with a little hand vac pump. It would take you a very, very long time to ever vac down one of these giant jumbo bags with it. Because they seemed like they worked okay. We actually ordered an assortment of these right after purchasing these. We purchased three $20 totes from Wally, and these jumbo bags destroyed them. Yes, destroyed them. We vacuumed some of our winter bedding down and put in the three totes. Within a month in the storage room, wham, they split at the seams. Every single vac bag lost vacuum. I would never recommend these bags at all. So, besides wasting the money on the Space Saver bags, we lost the twisted up and cracked totes.
Yeah, everybody seemed to like that one. Sorry, it's just, yeah, it's Larry the MC. That was, just a reminder, guys, no sponsored content. It's a it's an open mic poetry night, so A, not even a great advertising slot, and B, we're trying to, you know, kind of react against the corporate America, not like bring it into.
Everyone's kind of nodding.
Yeah,
like,
everyone's nodding, but you guys did, yeah, you'll snap at anything. All right, and here's our next poet.
Hey, everybody, I'm Kat. Just Kat.
Nice.
And this poem I wrote when I was in a really dark place. My mother had just passed, and I needed something to put a light back in my life. And so this poem is called Great. Sitting at the kitchen table, a spot where she and I once shared slices of navel oranges side by side. She is gone, and so are the oranges. I pull something out of the cabinet, and behind a jar of peanut butter, I see his face staring back at me. They're not good. They're great, he says through his clenched teeth. I smile, and so does he. I take the box off of the shelf. I put it across from me in the spot where my mother once sat. Tony and I stare eye to eye, daring one another to make the first move. I giggle. He smiles even wider, his fangs baring into my soul, just the moment that I needed him most. I nod, understanding what he's asking me to do. I lift the box. I pour flakes onto table. I eat them in the way that you eat popcorn when you're walking to the movie theater after buying the popcorn, where you just kind of dab a couple with your tongue to pick them up because they'll stick. And they stuck to my mouth and my heart. They're not good. They're great.
Yeah. Frosted Flakes. That was a,
what?
That was an ad for Frosted Flakes.
That was a poem I wrote about my dead mother.
No, it wasn't about that. It was about Kellogg's branded sugar cereals.
I guess everyone interprets art differently.
Yeah, you had your time. We're going to do the next poet. And please, if anybody... Yeah, the next one is Kevin. Right. We have seven more poets left. Of those seven, raise your hand if your poem is about something branded. All seven hands go up, right? Well,
let's hear yours then.
All right.
If you're such a great critic,
yeah,
and you're an artiste.
Yeah.
Easy.
Let's hear your fucking poem, guy.
Rodney, calm down.
I am calm. I just want him. Yeah, I am calm. Sorry. Why is everybody like holding me back?
Let's hear yours then.
All right, fine. Mine's called Grandpa's Last Wish. Grampy. His lap on a Georgian sunset. The swing underneath the weeping willow. The sun. The hot Georgia sun. Blaring down on my back. Sweet tea. For little old me. Summers spent with Grampy B. Known to his army rat friends as Benjamin, he was just Grampy to me. But it was plain to see that Grampy B had a problem, B. He was a Marlboro man. He loved his Reds through and through. But at the end of the day, it's what led to him being dead for me and you. See? That was not sponsored. That was just a good poem.
That was an anti-smoking campaign.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's not a product. And, that's a not-for-profit.
And no. And it was magnificent.
Not really. That was a first draft. This is a new material night.
It was... Everybody, the room was filled with smoke from like long cigarette holders. Everybody quit smoking.
Everybody, right now. It's Rodney again. Everybody, take your pack of cigarettes and eat them.
Yeah.
That's not how you quit smoking. That's just,
you're all eating them.
Carcinogens. This is insane. Also, you're not allowed to smoke indoors. I wasn't going to say anything about it. The sponsored content was the more pressing issue. This is absolutely bizarre. Everybody's snapping so loud.
Hey, Rodney, I'd be remiss if before we all finished eating our cigarettes, if I know you said you wrote a couple haikus, and
I had one that I was ready to share.
Yeah, we'd love to hear.
All right, you guys want to hear haiku?
Yeah.
All right. Just give me a minute.
At one table, a couple friends leaning over. Rodney looks 4 times the size he was last week. I don't mean weight. I just mean like he is a giant man.
It's like you're in Photoshop and you like extend the size like diagonally. Yeah, with like.
All right.
All right. You
guys love you.
Ready?
We love you, Rodney. We love you, Rodney.
My rosy cheeks fly. There are so many things that I wanna do. Die. All right, you guys have been a wonderful crowd. Also, I just want to say that haiku was sponsored by Pennzoil. Damn it! Are you kidding me?
Now that's sponsored content.
Yeah, that's what I was campaigning against. Rodney, Rodney, Rodney,
Rodney.
Me, me, me.
Rodney eats 5 more packs of cigarettes.
I was doing it this way either way.
Wait, we haven't been doing this?
What else do you do with cigarettes? All right, our last review.
They're snacks. Our last review, do it.
This is from Quentin B. Do you want to give him a last name?
Quentin Button.
Quentin Button. 5 stars, same bags. Here's the scoop, guys. I bought the 4-pack, which contained 2 jumbo and 2 large bags. Let me start by saying that this product has changed my life in the best way possible. The bags fit, and then a list, in the jumbo, a very heavy king-size comforter with plenty of fluff, and the other jumbo, a 13-gallon bag worth of stuffed animals, a very large teddy bear, and 2 decorative pillows. In the large bag, 2 Letterman jackets. in the large bag, several heavy winter coats, and a Halloween costume. I'm so stressed about packing.
Oh, come on. We're only gone for 3 days.
I know.
What, you'll need like a pair of jeans, maybe a nice pair of pants, a button-down shirt. Like, you, it's nothing.
I know, but like, I didn't pack any of that. Like, I'm fucking floundering.
Well, we're just going to visit our kids for the weekend. You know, they're off at college, and so we'll be able to walk around Boston for a bit. Just have a weekend to ourselves and with our kids. What could you have possibly packed? It's fall, so you're going to need a jacket. Don't forget a jacket. I know you get chilly.
Yeah, well, I had a jacket. I had two, actually, and they were both Letterman jackets. I had a Halloween costume from last year, and then I had snowshoes. Those are the only fucking change of clothes that I brought. Like, this is what I'm saying. Like, I get so anxious when I pack, I just forget even how to live.
Henry, I can see that. Okay, yes. Yeah. You're doing it again. Well, you know what? Let's just go through all of these things, and I can help you. I know you're in that state where you do forget how to live.
Yeah.
So we'll go through them, and I'll tell you what you need and what you don't need. So why don't you show me what else you've packed?
I brought stockings from Christmas. Socks.
You don't mean legs. I see. You are going to actually wear stockings as stockings. Honey, let's keep them here in the house for Christmas, because Christmas is coming.
Okay.
And so it'll be great to put presents in. So we'll leave that here.
I brought a ton of presents.
That's great. The kids will love presents. What?
They were for me.
You brought presents for you to open?
Yeah. I don't know if any of them are going to travel well, though.
They don't need to travel at all. I think we keep them here, and then maybe you can open them when we get home.
Oh, but I know what's in them. See, that just like, I forgot what a fucking gift
then
is.
Then you can open them now.
Fine,
sorry,
fine.
It's just we need to leave for the airport in 5 minutes. Our flight is in an hour.
All right, I'll open them now. He holds up a box.
No, I don't mean open.
Starts peeling off the gift wrapping like it's a chicken wing. Oh, would you look at that? It's the keys to a car that we own now. I bought a Mustang.
I don't think this is just you getting overwhelmed with packing and forgetting how to live.
What is it then?
Just turned 50.
Yep.
It's clearly a midlife crisis. Yep. I don't know what else to tell you.
And that's what it was. That's what it is.
I think I'm going to go visit the kids.
Yep.
I love you. I think you stay here and you organize the house.
Yeah. No, 100%.
Because you did buy a replica of the James Bond suit from No Time to Die.
Correct.
And you put it on a mannequin in the kitchen.
That's absolutely
so
right.
I think you bring that back to the store. Mm-hmm. You bring the Mustang back to the dealership.
Return both is what you're saying.
Return everything.
Okay.
Because I know that you bought
an
unbelievable amount of things costing probably an astronomical amount of money.
We don't have a savings.
So when
I bought a Harley.
When I get home, I expect there to be money in the account.
Yep.
And all of these things not in the house.
Okay.
I was just chalking this all up to you being nervous to travel and you kind of getting a little frustrated and not knowing what to pack.
No, it's a midlife crisis.
It's a midlife crisis.
Yeah.
So, I'll
start
see
a band. I started a rock band with 20-somethings. And I said I would fund our album, I should say. They call it their album, but I call it our album.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
Cut back 3 days later. Honey, I'm back. Okay, I haven't opened the door yet, but I expect everything to be just as it was. It's kind of like a cat in the hat situation.
Yep.
So everything better be normal, and I'm unlocking the door.
Do it. You're going to love what you see.
I bet it. I hope it. I love that it's our home.
Yeah,
normally.
Well, it'll be a little different.
Oh, that's what I'm nervous about. Okay, I'm going to give you a couple more seconds before I turn the handle on the door.
I wouldn't be able to undo it in seconds.
I'm going to give you a couple of minutes and I'll walk around outside.
No,
I'll take a phone call, I'll text an email.
Let's just see what you think.
Are you sure? I'm going to open the door right now and everything better be normal.
Everything's going to be different.
I open the door.
Flame decals on every wall. What do you think?
It's better than I thought it was going to be.
Well, you haven't seen the master.
If it's just the flame decals, that's
fine.
Oh,
there's so much more.
I bet they're what, like $15 total?
15 grand original pieces by a street artist. At least that's what he told me he was.
What's in the master?
Waterbed. Cut to them sleeping that night.
Are you awake?
I'm a born again virgin. That was what you were asking.
What?
Because that means I'm young. That means I'm young.
No. I start poking holes in the waterbed.
Wait, what are you doing? It's going to just make
it's deflating. And I'm just like lying in the wet carpet.
Why'd you do that? That was honestly not cool of you to do. Like, especially without asking me first. Like, this is our bed.
This is your bed. This is your house. These are your flame decals. This is your life-size Easy Bake Oven, which is just an oven that you put in the living room. This is your fat head of Mike Myers as the Cat in the Hat. And this is your designer teacup poodle. I'm out. Not of this marriage. I love you. But I'm moving. The kids said that I could stay in Boston with them until you get everything sorted out. So I'll give you one more chance. And if everything is not exactly as it was, well, then we'll look at the marriage. But I know getting older is hard.
I just didn't think it would happen this fast.
Of course, no one does.
No, not life. I mean, I thought it was going to be way harder to get rid of you so I could be single again and be a bachelor, because that means I'm young.
I put you in the Easy Bake Oven.
Of course!
Hansel and Gretel!
This is what happened to Hansel and Gretel! They were your kids.
They were just kids. In kids. Should we do our final segment?
Yes.
This
shook me all week. Remember, there was a time, I don't know if this is, Daniel and I were talking about this morning, the concept of like being quote unquote whipped in a relationship. Yeah. Like, oh man, dude, you're whipped. It's like, what the fuck were people talking about? It's like, I feel like that lives in the same world of like the comedy of like, I hate my wife. Like, I feel like that term was really prevalent in like the early mid aughts, and it just didn't make any sense of like, you want to hang out with your girlfriend? Oh my god, dude, he's so whipped.
What's the alternate?
No, man, I'm not. I hate my girlfriend.
I'm not whipped, man. Come on, sucks. Guys, stop. Like, we're all having
fun. It's like,
fun.
What did you want them to say? It's like, oh my god, dude, you're so whipped. You, like, you went on a date with her.
Holy shit. What even was that? I was being crazy for wanting companionship.
Yeah, like, that was such a wild time. And it's like the worst thing you could be called. It's like, no, I'm not whipped. And then people admit it. It's like, I'm whipped. You know what? I feel like it's coming back with, like, you're such a simp, dude. Like, what is that? Why do we do that as a culture? What the fuck are we talking about?
I mean, it's usually single people that are saying those things, so they're probably just sad. You know what it is? It's like, oh, you're whipped. It's like, oh, it's probably somebody who doesn't know how to express their emotions. What they want to say is like, hey, man, I miss hanging out with you ever since you got into this relationship. Like, we've been hanging out less. Yeah. That's what they mean to say. But simp, I think, is different. Simp, I think, is where it's like, you're not respecting yourself, like you're putting someone else's needs ahead of your own.
But I feel like that's probably at least what some people meant when they said whipped.
I think it's different. I think whipped, like what you were saying, like whipped, it's like, oh, like if you do anything for your like significant other, you were whipped. It's like, well, no, like this is just what being in a relationship is like. Simping, I feel like, has the connotation is you're doing way too much, man.
Is simping, I feel so old. Is that short for anything, or is just simping the term?
I don't know what it stands for.
Yeah. So I don't know. I see it on TikTok, and I feel 25 on TikTok being like, now where does that come from?
25 is not old. 25 is absolutely within the realm of people saying simping.
No, I never hear it like in real life. You know what? Except for Elizabeth, but she's an anomaly.
And she's 25. She's not an anomaly. I would say you're well within the age range to know what simping means.
No, I know what it means, but I just don't know like where it came from.
I think TikTok.
And so, but I mean like just like, I don't know. I'm
where
wondering
where does anything
where
come from? Where did she?
Sure. She. What's been shaking you?
Oh, that's good. Really? All right, relax.
I can do it again. No, no. It's been shaking you.
Yeah, it was good the first time. I don't want to hear it again, obviously.
It's been shaking you.
You know what? My brother-in-law, he released a book. It's called The Imagination Machine, published by Business Review Press.
Oh my God, Jeff!
Yeah, it's so huge for him. It sold well. I think it sold like 30,000 copies or something.
That's amazing.
And a friend of his saw it in a Hudson newsstand at an airport, but I haven't read it yet.
Oh my God!
It's about creativity in business. So if anybody is like a small business owner or you know employs people, maybe check that out. It's available wherever books are bought and sold.
Nice. Got it.
Oh, wait. You can follow Riley on Instagram at Riley and Spa, on Twitter at Riley Coyote. You can follow the show on Instagram at Review Review and on Reddit r/ReviewReview.
You can follow Jeff on Instagram at Jeffrey James and on Twitter at Jeff Boyard. Let's thank some VIP cats.
Thank you to I just want to be first.
Aaron.
Aaron Old Dobbin Coogan.
Adam Shea.
Agent Michael Skarn.
A Co in the Key of She.
Alex Witt.
Alvar Wallstrom Lindell.
America's sweetheart himself, Bob Buell.
And Made Me Look Like an Ass. Bitch, I'm a Madonna is a real song that is a parody of itself akin to Downtown.
Anthony Amadeo.
Austin lost his credit Carson, but he's back now, baby.
Beige.
Brad Hill.
Brian Dodd.
Brungus Mink is dead. Gulia Bui Dyfus is back.
Chuck.
Caroline, the breadwinner, and Kinsey, the bread sinner.
Chasten Bales.
Chris Forgash.
Christian Side Hugs for Purity.
Clough.
Colonel Freaky Mustard.
Con Man Finn Dude. Hey, that's a really cool name, Con.
Crazy Ass, a.k.a. Jeff, a.k.a. Dronte, well, Langston.
Curba Your Enthusiasm. That's really good.
Devin Clark Memler is okay not to fight Jeff. In fact, he's glad about it.
Every night I shiver, praying for a piece of clothing to warm me like a Review hoodie.
Fancy Octopus.
Frito-Lay.
Gabriel Castaneda.
Jeff may have that wagon, but Daddy wants to talk about those shoulders. Talk about Broad City.
Jeffrey James, but it's not me. It's Jasper Hoffman.
Gray Free Gramus.
I think it's Gray Free Grames.
Oh, whoops. Gray Free Grames. Yep.
Greg Berg, old patron. Shout out again for that theme song. I regret to inform you that it is Damian Kirk.
Isaac Puff, new patron. No, he's not.
Jack Kwan.
Jackson Hansel.
Jake the Snake Radiff.
Jake Ullman.
Jameson Poncia thought it was funny as shit when Riley was a lemon on Jeff's Live on August 22nd and liked the guitar.
Jared.
Jeremy Brunner.
Jesse Tipton.
Jibe Gosley.
Jordan Viro.
JP again. Now that that's settled, what's up with you guys? What's your story? Such a long question.
Caleb Luster.
Lauren Mullane.
Look over there, it's a Hallie.
Lord Hunter the Gray.
Maggie Anderson.
Malik.
Mark Priest.
Michael Begel.
Mo Pete.
Mushu Lasagna.
Nate Porteous, new patron. That's patron and, well, booze.
New patron, no.
New patron alert. I pay for my subscription with Takiki.
No, it's Rory and Davier Zooey Landel.
Nolan Murphy is just like a hippo's ass of a man, and I will not elaborate.
Nothing sometimes isn't even my real name.
Phoebe.
Quack.
Rooster Williams.
Sam Armstrong.
Sarah Kildow.
Scobby Lawsuit's Mona. My reputation precedes me, and I'm truly on cloud nine. See you on Review Review once I get on Drag Race.
Slick Ricky.
Soap.
Space Ant.
This D20 die is longing to roll.
TJ Michael.
Trevor Gordfucker Bennett, but Edward Albee is the real goat.
Tyler, you aren't important enough for the doxing joke to be funny. Come on, you're nearly 26. Be better.
Your mom, oh yeah.
New patron.
New patron.
Xander Madsen.
Yarrow, well, Bouchard.
And Yasmin David.
Shout out to all of our VI podcasts, our Patreons, patreon.com/Riley and Jeff. If you want access to bonus content and live streams and parties over Zoom, the whole thing.
The last rock and roll's already was very fun.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun. I dressed as Kurt Cobain on MTV Unplugged. And
I wore a fedora.
Yeah.
And a queen shirt. And glasses.
Yeah.
And a jacket. It was rock. Thank you so much for subscribing, and this was nice. We should do it again sometime.
We have to, yeah. It's work.
How many more episodes till our 100th?
This is 97. This is 97, so we have 3 weeks to get a special 100 episode together. So we should start planning that.
Make that happen. Yeah.
We'll see you guys again next week. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Review. We'll arrivedere.
Gee!
That was a HeadGum Original.